In this episode, we continue our quest to uncover and bring to light the crimes and atrocities being committed by the Zionist regime of Israel for the last 70-odd years since its illegitimate, fraudulent, and forceful inception by foreign imperialist powers in the Holy Lands of Palestine, showing you Palestine, the world's largest prison. In their pathological and zealous drive to gain control over the part of Palestine allocated to the Jewish state and over lands allocated to the Palestinian state itself, under the faulty UN Resolution 181, the Zionist forces committed the following massacres. Some of the most notorious massacres by the Zionist regime. Due to the lack of time, we could only list some of the massacres committed by the Zionist forces, but in order to do justice to the plight of the Palestinian people, we need to briefly describe just a few of the most notorious massacres committed by the Zionist regime. Deir Yassin, April 9, 1948. The Menachem Begin-led Irgun slaughtered well over 120 Palestinian men, women, and children in a bloody rampage. Some were shot, while others died when hand grenades were thrown into their homes. The New York Times reported 254 killed on April 13. 53 orphaned children were dumped like trash along the wall of the old city. Homes were dynamited with inhabitants still inside. People were shot at close range, including children. The massacre marked the beginning of what followed during Israel's War of Independence, depopulating 531 towns and villages, 11 urban neighborhoods, and slaughtering or displacing 800,000 Palestinians and committing countless rapes, mutilations, and other atrocities. The Six-Day War. June 5th through 11th, 1967. IDF forces preemptively and without cause attacked Egypt, Syria, and Jordan, as Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin said, in June 1967, we again had a choice. The Egyptian army concentrations in the Sinai approaches do not prove that Nasser was really about to attack us. We must be honest with ourselves. We decided to attack him. In this preemptive war, the IDF forces massacred as many as 2,000 helpless or captured unarmed Egyptian soldiers, killed almost 340 innocent Syrian villagers in the Golan Heights, and displaced about 130,000 Syrians who fled the Golan Heights and more than 300,000 Palestinians who fled to the Jordan River's east bank, along with others, to Lebanon, Jordan, Egypt, and Syria. Military casualties of this preemptive war without Arab provocation amounted to the tens of thousands. The Lebanon Invasion and Occupation, 1982. The International Red Cross and Lebanese police figures showed that by the end of the war's first week, 9,583 Lebanese, Palestinian, and Syrians had died, and 16,608 had been injured. By the end of the second week, They stated that up to 14,000 people had died and 20,000 were injured, mostly civilians, while Lebanese authorities gave a figure of 19,085 people killed and 30,000 people wounded, not including the 3,500 innocent Palestinians and Lebanese massacred in the Sabra and Shatila refugee camps. Jenin Refugee Camp, 2002. The IDF invaded the city and refugee camp, cut them off from outside help, destroyed hundreds of buildings, buried people alive under the rubble, cut off power and water, as well as food and other essentials to life supplies. They refused to allow help inside, including medical aid. They killed and wounded dozens of innocent Palestinian civilians. Some accounts say Israeli forces buried Palestinians in mass graves and cite between 500 to 1,000 people murdered as Israeli forces swept up bodies and buried them to avoid an accurate count. Around 1,500 families were made homeless when Israeli tanks and bulldozers demolished houses and shops in the narrow alleys in the heart of the refugee camp. And according to Human Rights Watch, at least 140 buildings were completely destroyed and severe damage caused to an additional 200 buildings, which were rendered uninhabitable or unsafe. The 33-day Lebanon War, summer 2006. The IDF inflicted mass terror attacks and destruction throughout the country. Around 1,300 were killed, many more wounded. 1 million, or one-fourth of the population, was displaced, and the most vital infrastructures were destroyed, bringing the country to a halt. The Israeli army fired 4.6 million submunitions, including cluster bombs, into dozens of towns and villages in southern Lebanon in 962 separate strikes. Approximately 90% of them were within the final 72 hours of the war, when the conflict had already been largely resolved by UN Security Council Resolution 1701. UNICEF estimates that 30% of Lebanese murdered were children under the age of 13. Operation Cast Lead, December 27, 2008 to January 18, 2009. Human rights organizations and the United Nations counted just above 1,400 Palestinian deaths. Among the Palestinian deaths were 926 unarmed civilians, 255 police officers, 345 minors, 110 women, and 117 people aged 50 and older. The Al-Mizan Center for Human Rights said among the dead were 228 children and 103 women, and 85% of total killed were innocent civilians. Operation Protective Edge, summer 2014. According to the OCHA, over 273,000 Palestinians in the Gaza Strip had been displaced, and over 2,200 Gazans had been killed, 70% of whom were civilians. Images of slain and maimed children still haunt the minds of countless people across the world, a painful reminder of a life under Israel's murderous occupation. 1.8 million people were affected by a halt or reduction in the water supply. 138 schools and 26 health facilities were damaged. 872 civilian homes were totally destroyed or severely damaged, and the homes of 5,005 innocent families were damaged. In this episode, we only briefly showed you the Zionist crimes in the lands of Palestine. Because the list of Zionist atrocities was so long, we couldn't fit all of them in just one episode. Stay tuned for our next episode, where we continue our documentation of Zionist crimes in Palestine, showing you Palestine, the world's largest prison.